USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The attorney for Hunter Biden's responding to Thursday's federal gun indictment issued for the president's son. The indictment states that Hunter lied about his drug use while purchasing a gun at a federally licensed dealer in Delaware in October 2018. In a statement, attorney Abby Lowell questioned a handful of new charges that were added in the case. Back in July, the Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge Mary Ellen Noreika questioned the provisions of a plea agreement for Hunter Biden, which ultimately fell apart. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the coming GOP House impeachment inquiry is not about politics. It's about getting answers for the American people.
I'm not saying impeachment. All I'm saying is I would like to know answers to these questions.
McCarthy and other House Republicans leading the Oversight and Judiciary Committees have said they will look at credit card and bank statements for the Bidens as their inquiry commences. The White House and President Biden himself are denying any wrongdoing by the president. The National Hurricane Center is posting tropical storm warnings and hurricane watches now along the New England coast as Hurricane Lee continues spinning slowly northward over the Atlantic. Western Nova Scotia is also now included in the warned area. NASA Director Bill Nelson's announcing a new Chief of UFO Research, or UAP, as they are now known.
The NASA independent study team did not find any evidence that UAP have an extraterrestrial origin. But we don't know what these UAP are.
Nelson explained the results of an earlier independent study, which he says formed the basis for his decision to appoint a new director of UAP research at NASA. He says the research will be a genuine attempt to find answers and that NASA will be transparent about the process and its findings. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours at only $99 a pair means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
The FBI is looking into violent threats made against Fulton County, Georgia officials after the arrest of former President Trump.
Investigators told Channel 2 yesterday that Sheriff Pat Labatt, District Attorney Fannie Willis, and their families and others have been the subject of threats since last month. Some have also been directed at their employees.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is coming to Washington, D.C. to visit Congress and the White House next week. The visit will happen as Congress considers over $20 billion more in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine's war against Russia. Sources say Zelensky will also have a meeting with President Biden, likely on Thursday. Ukraine continues to plead with the West for more war supplies, artillery shells, jets, and armored fighting vehicles. Tech entrepreneur Elon Musk says he had no choice but to block a Ukrainian plan to devastate the Russian Navy fleet in Crimea last September. Musk explains the nature of the attack the Ukrainians were planning at that time.
Kind of like a Pearl Harbor type attack on Sevastopol, on the Russian fleet in Sevastopol.
Musk told the tech conference this week that U.S. government sanctions prevented the use of his Starlink satellite system over the target. In the days since these comments were made, Ukrainian forces have successfully launched an attack on Russian Navy forces anchored in Crimea. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.